Chinese counterfeiters are renowned for their ability to produce convincing-looking knockoffs, everything from fashion to watches, even fake antiques. Now, it seems they're eating into our multi-million-dollar citrus export industry and labelling Chinese-grown fruit as Australian-grown. Counterfeit produce boxes, even stickers on the citrus fruit, carry some well-known Australian brands, and it seems there's little our producers can do about this. The counterfeiters are getting premium prices on the Chinese market for this fake Aussie fruit, and they're also exporting some of it to other Asian countries as Australian grown. Andrew Harty is the Market Development Manager for Citrus Australia. He joins us from Mildura this morning. Andrew, welcome to RN Breakfast.
Thank you.
Andrew, I shouldn't laugh about this. It's serious business, isn't it? But it's so cheeky. What is our citrus trade to China worth today?
Our trade has escalated massively in the last 4 years, which is fantastic. We're up to about 18,000 tonnes, which is worth 30 million FOB in the last calendar year.
So that's it's a big market and a growing market, and that's what attracts the counterfeiters, right?
Well, yeah, I guess because we've got a product that's got a reputation for being sweet, safe and healthy, and also because that's in high demand in China and attracts very high prices there. Obviously, it's something of value that's worth faking.
So what's happening in the wholesale markets? Can you describe for us what you've unearthed?
So it's quite common if you walk through one of the eastern seaboard big wholesale markets to see product that has, it looks to all appearances to the untrained eye as if it could be a product. Mm. It's been quite cleverly counterfeited, but there's invariably one or two little spelling mistakes or some error somewhere that to the trained eye you can pick up quite easily.
But otherwise it looks like a box of cherries or a box of mandarins with, I don't know, a Sunkist label or a made in Australia or what, a kangaroo on it or something?
Yeah, that's correct. And sometimes it's quite hilarious how they mix up the imagery. So, for example, you know, you'll see lions or tigers or something on a box that says made in Australia. So mm-hmm. I guess there's always the attempt to try and make it look, you know, natural and as if it comes from a wild environment or something. But strange, you know, juxtapositions of geography and fauna there.
If you open the box with the kangaroo on the side, what do you find in it that proves to you that it's not Australian fruit?
Okay, what often gives it away is, first of all, if it's way out of season from our time of delivery, then there's absolutely no way that we can have mature fruit in those, you know, months of the year. But also, we can often see just from the style of the fruit that it is sourced somewhere else. What is particularly alarming to us is where we see fruit that has been dipped in a dye, and we know these dyes are quite toxic. And the colour is incredibly artificial, so it'll be, you know, this glowing, deep orangey-red colour. Often the stickers that have been applied will just be to the top layer of fruit, so, you know, the fakers are a little bit lazy in that regard. They don't go deeper down into the box than that. So these are all clues that, you know, easily tell you that it's not the genuine product.
And what sort of fruit are we talking about?
We're talking about mandarins and oranges. So those are our two main products into China, which, you know, are expanding very rapidly. But I would just make the point that, you know, most of our producers who've been affected by this are saying it's almost like a badge of honour. It's recognition, I guess, by people in the trade in China that we actually have got a high value premium product. Mm. Because of course it makes no sense for a counterfeiter to spend all that time and effort faking something that's of low value. So in a way it's kind of saying, yes, we've made it, we've been recognised, and, you know, we're worth copying.
Okay, and now what do you do about it to make sure that it's not just a compliment but it's not eating away at their profits as well?
Yeah, well, look, that's the tricky one. And of course, you know, we get particularly worried when there's potentially a food safety issue there and that we might be implicated in that. What we're doing is, I guess we're looking at it on a number of fronts. One is to see what are the legal approaches we could take. And quite honestly, that's going to be very difficult by all accounts. The brands that are being used in China by our exporters would have to be and would have had to have been right from the start registered with the Chinese authorities, and of course most of them haven't done that, so that means that those brands have got very little legal protection as they stand at the moment in China. There is ability for bigger entities that have a lot at stake to actually take legal cases against the counterfeiters, and certainly big multinationals like Zespri, the big single desk operator for kiwifruit out of New Zealand, they have got some prosecutions underway at the moment.
So they've been targeted too, the New Zealand kiwifruit?
Absolutely. Anything that's of high value and that is, you know, flavour of the year, flavour of the month, will be a target for counterfeiters.
It's 4 minutes to seven on breakfast. Andrew Harty is the Market Development Manager for Citrus Australia. And in China, people are knocking off the Australian brands and images and trying to pass off Chinese-grown fruit as Australian-made. And as Andrew just told us, Australia citrus has a reputation for being sweet, safe and healthy. What about the authorities in China? Are you working with them? Are they helping with this?
Yeah, look, I think our main approach there has been more of a softly approach, and that is that Citrus Australia, with their national association that oversees all the citrus industry here, we have formed a partnership. We've signed an MOU with a body that oversees the 3,000 wholesale markets in China, and this body is called the China Agricultural Wholesale Markets Association. And so we're meeting with CAWA, as they call themselves, several times a year. And we've approached them to see whether they could influence in some non-legal way to see whether they could get the counterfeiters to back off, essentially, particularly when there's a food safety issue at risk here.
All right. Andrew, thank you very much for joining us.
It's my pleasure.
Andrew Harty. Andrew is the Market Development Manager for Citrus Australia, revealing there this fraud that is going on in the Chinese wholesale fruit markets, where Australian oranges and mandarins, well, actually Chinese ones, are being sold in boxes marked Australian, marked up with the kangaroo or the koala. Or sometimes they make a mistake and put a lion on it and say, made in Australia. Got to watch out for those things.